On the Clairsy, Matt and Kimber catch-up, we chat to cricket legends, the Richies.
If you missed Clairsy, Matt and Kimber, there'll be more chances to hear them weekday mornings. But if you missed ABC Blind's clearance last month, there's still stock to clear. Last chance. Call 13 13 15.
Everything Perth on your podcast. Gosh, how do we fit it all in? It's Mix 94.5's Clairsy, Matt and Kimber. Enjoy.
Lawrence Mooney, good morning.
Good morning to you guys. It is time for Dark Side of the Moon.
Ooh. Oh, introduce yourself these days,
yeah,
do you?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
what else? We're getting a little bit ahead of yourself, are you, Moon Man?
She's fired up, little, man, I tell you.
Got your little segment.
Yeah. Oh. They could pay monkeys to do our part of this job.
I see you on the dark side.
Man.
Dark Side of the Moon, it's hair.
Ooh.
Yep. Yeah, feel free to join in. Hair, it's everywhere. We've got it all over us and we spend our lives trying to tame it. Women are charged a fortune to cut theirs, men not as much. I don't know why, really. We trim it, colour it, straighten it, curl it and crimp it. We dry it and spray it, spend more time staring at it in front of the mirror than any other part of our body. We check to see if it's grey, falling out, sitting just so, or whether it's never going to be right. Are you having a good day or a bad day, hair?
Usually a bad.
Usually bad? I've seen your blonde locks. They're all right.
Mm.
They smell good. No.
Settle.
They do. You do have good smelling hair, I've got to say, Kimber. And washing's important, but that's later on in the Dark Side of the Moon, man.
Yep.
Hair segment. And that's just the hair on our heads. The hair elsewhere is something we have been conditioned to fear or even hate.
Mm.
We trim, pluck and shave it, or electrocute, laser, or in many cases get medieval pour boiling wax onto it and tear it away.
Yeah, the Brazilians' fault.
Yeah, you know, that's right. They started this.
Started it.
And I know why women tear that hair away, because those little red pimples look so much better than pubic hair.
Don't they?
Why the shame? Why the need for smooth over furry? Jane Campion, the great film director, once described our attack on nature as pubic cringe.
Mm.
That is to say, the way your nature strip looks is the way your nature strip looks.
Ooh.
Did you know that Unkept Bush was the original title for the piano?
Beautiful Jane Campion callback there,
thank
Matthew.
Thank you, buddy.
Well done, Matthew.
So, if you've got a neighbour with an unruly garden, then they've got an unruly garden.
Mm.
And having grown up a child of the 60s and early 70s and raised on the rebellious idea that hair was a political statement, hair, flow it, show it, long as God can grow. Just me? Growing my hair. I'm a fan of hair. I love hair. But there are places that hair should never be. For example, in my mouth. Yeah,
oh.
I don't want to have to extricate your hair from my mouth because it probably shouldn't have been in my kebab in the first place.
Yes.
Yeah, and that really long black hair that was somehow wrapped around the meat in the kebab and is now between my teeth. You know, tongue and hair is such a weird mixture of sensations. That's why God didn't let hair grow there in the first place, okay?
Mm.
It's not what he would have wanted. So, kebab guy, you are going against the will of God by introducing your hair to my mouth.
It's not
and whilst
halal.
I'm on it, I know, no one wants me to say kebab, hair and mouth in the same sentence.
No.
But whilst I'm on my hind legs, there are some other places your hair is not required. And I'm not just addressing you, kebab guy. This goes for everybody. Plug holes. If you're a long hair person and it's your hair in the plug hole, pull it out before it becomes some kind of plumbing festoon. And curlies on the soap. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to take responsibility for our own hairs on the soap. Sometimes cute. But also, and this is the washing thing, wash your hair. There aren't things that should be living in your hair. And if there are things living in your hair or your child's hair, don't let them rub their head against my child and bring the lice infestation into my home. This has been the Dark Side of the Moon.
Clairsy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
And it's on. Always an exciting day. The first day of the first test of the summer.
Music. It just stirs my soul.
We're going to be down at the Wacker for the cricket today. Looking forward to Australia versus South Africa. It's all fired up with Dale Steyn from South Africa and Dave Warner from Australia going toe-to-toe in the media this week.
Yep.
And we lost him last year, but everyone remembers the great late Richie Beno. And the Richies are joining us this morning. Michael and Steve, good morning, boys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Now, I don't know much about cricket, but this is the bit that excites me. Basically, groups of people who dress up as Richie Beno to go and watch the cricket. Now, you take it really seriously. You've come in today in your bone suit and wig, tie, microphone, the works. How many of you will normally be at the game?
Well, there's 50 of us at the Wacker this year. This is the first time we've had 50 at the Wacker. And yeah, it's a good number with 50.
Well, I think you both look resplendent. I think that's the right word.
Thank
now,
you.
You're quite strict with your uniform, aren't you? There are fines, are there, for not talking into your blow-up microphone and not wearing your wig all day?
There are fines. There's a very, very strict code of conduct for the Richies.
Yes.
You know, it's not only about what we're trying to uphold, but we're also trying to, you know, maintain that tribute to Richie. And we have a saying, what would Richie do?
And it was always a class act, Richie, wasn't
it? Yeah, certainly was.
We interviewed Richie about 3 or 4 years ago. It was the most nervous I've ever been for an interview because he's such a legend. You don't want to upset him.
Yeah.
But is that suit bone, off-white or beige? What is that?
I think I've got the ivory.
Okay.
Yeah, and the cream, definitely.
Yeah. Looking good. So 35 degrees on Saturday, boys, at the cricket. So you're going to be there for day two?
Day two, yeah.
Okay.
I think 29 is the predicted.
Sweet.
It's perfect. Tomorrow.
Oh, sorry, I'm not talking into my Richie microphone.
Yeah. You're not. That's a fine.
A couple of beers.
But regardless of the temperature, you don't complain about the heat.
No, so never.
That's one of the rules of code of conduct.
Ah,
everyone's
nice
hot
one.
35 degrees.
It's
so
summer.
You don't need
it's
to
hot.
Hear you,
yeah,
your colleague
right.
telling you.
Well, the other week we gave away an opportunity for someone to come and join you and be a Richie. And so Melissa will be going along to the pre-match function, hanging out with you guys. What happens at pre-match? Is that where you all get together and go over the code?
Yeah, certainly. This year will be a little bit different because we're opening it up to people we don't know. So it's always been in-house before that.
Ah.
So we'll be having people like Melissa along tomorrow and getting to meet them for the first time. And then I think it's going to be all about the bond, the code of conduct, getting them in character.
Song sheets.
Yeah, singing a couple of songs and just lubricating the vocal cords.
Marvellous.
Okay, and this has been going since 2010?
Yeah, there was 10 of us that started it in 2010.
At the SCG?
At the SCG, yeah. Day two of the SCG test as a tribute because we'd heard that Richie Beno might be retiring at that stage.
Yeah,
yes. And between us organising it and going to the cricket, he'd re-sign with Channel 9. But we thought, let's go anyway. It'll be good fun. It was so well received that we thought, oh, we'll continue this. And 10 turned into 20 and 100 and 300. And next thing we had 501 last January.
That is unreal.
Did the great man, you got to meet him, obviously, and how did he respond to what you've been doing?
He was great, wasn't he?
Yeah. You know, like you, Clez, it was a very nerving moment, but incredible. You know, a couple of it was in sort of a work capacity for the Richies and doing a couple of promotions.
Yeah.
But then we did get to meet him away from the mics and the cameras once, and he was very supportive of us, and which was great. You know, it was very received in a very positive way.
That is brilliant. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on. You've all got your outfits on. You've got your blow-up microphones and the rest of it. Do you actually get to watch any of the 6 hours of cricket on a day two?
We certainly hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. I love watching the Australian bowlers. That's the bit I really look forward to. So if we bat first, then by day two, we'll probably finish our innings midway through the day. And then Mitchell Stark steaming in. That's the thing I'm looking forward to.
Yeah,
off the long run.
Yeah.
And boys, have you ever met the 12th man? Because he does Richie so well. Billy Birmingham.
Yeah, we were very lucky. He was so supportive of us, and he came along to one of our pre-match functions a couple of years ago in Sydney, and gave everyone a bit of a rundown, a bit of a lesson in how to do the proper Richie speak. So that was a highlight. We kept it.
So
secret.
Can you do it?
Steve's pretty good.
I certainly don't do Richie justice, but we all have a go after a couple of beers when we're getting into character.
Is that what teaching the Richies is here? Should we have a listen to that? Billy Birmingham.
I think we should warm our voices up. The first phrase will be check 1, 2, 2 for 22. 1, 2, 3. Check 1, 2, 2 for 22. Marvellous.
Is that a bunch of Benos? What is that when you get all you boys together?
Oh, the collective, that's a marvel of Benos.
A marvel. Of course it is.
Of course it is.
Oh, it's so fun. Now I want to go.
Hang on, let's put the wig on Kimber. Hey, boys, enjoy the cricket.
Thank you so much.
Good on you guys.
Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
It's day one of the cricket today at the Wacker.
It is, but riddle me this, Batman, because with cricket starting on a weekday.
Yes, girl wonder.
Like, I know lots and lots of people are looking forward to the cricket. Everybody gets there as soon as they can. They want to. Do people not have jobs during the day? Like, what is everyone doing? Are they all
it's
wagging
officially
work?
A day off.
It is.
You know, there were people lined up at the Wacker to get into the members already.
Oh, really?
There is a queue down there. And also, you know, we've got the Spring Racing Carnival here and, of course, in Melbourne. 85,000 expected at Flemington today for Ladies' Day. And a lot of people will take a day off work without it being a, you know, legal day off work.
They're chucking a sickie. Yeah. A good Australian sickie.
But you get caught because you can't stop a friend tagging you in a post on Facebook. And if you're at the cricket and the camera zooms in on you from a distance,
yeah,
your boss will see you.
Is there anything that social media hasn't ruined?
Probably. And sometimes it's just you see someone. I've spent a nervous hour and a half with a certain wife of mine, not mentioning any names, but at an airport when she was meant to be at work one day. And we were going on holidays. And she thought she saw someone she knew and went the long way around to get into the airport.
As you do.
No escape.
No.
You've already been scanned. You can't go
anywhere.
You've
been done.
We want to know when you've been caught wagging work. Michael in Northlake, what'd you do?
Wasn't actually me or my wife, really, but she was the boss in the scenario. We went on a holiday over East, and before we'd left, there was two ladies from her work who had put in to leave. It got denied, so they took a sickie.
Mm.
And we went over there, and we just were going out to a restaurant one morning, and it started raining, so we ducked into a little cafe, and we bumped into these two ladies, and I didn't know why it was so awkward, but my wife was, you know, she was smiling and going, "Oh, you guys look well."
Wow. What are the chances of that?
It was just completely random.
And also, too, people who put in for leave and don't get it and then chuck the sickie, that's the worst because you know people make that decision. They go, if I put in, it's going to look worse than if I don't say anything, so I may as well just chuck the sickie instead. Oh, it's terrible.
And did your wife punish the two colleagues in any way?
No, I think that it was mentioned to them, but I don't think there was any sort of follow-up disciplinary action.
No, it's so random, you've kind of got to enjoy it, don't you?
Just they can live with the fear.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. Thanks, Michael.
Good on you, Michael.
Tiffany's in Dowran. Tiffany, did you get caught? Did you get caught by the boss?
Well, not really. My incident happened when I was back in high school and we decided to wag school and go into town and to the arcade. And my father was a police officer and he was on patrol that day. And when you get escorted back to school in the back of a paddy wagon, you definitely don't wag anything again. So I just thought I'd share that one with everyone.
Oh, that's brilliant. I remember growing up in Beckenham, we had a police officer that lived on the street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that, I mean, obviously that the police officers live somewhere, but it just seemed like a community thing. And we'd muck around in the park and we'd see this big shape walking towards us and we knew we were done.
Do the right thing.
But he was our neighbour as well. So it was.
Yeah.
If you get pulled over by the cops, isn't the first thing you say is, "Please don't tell my dad"? Like, that's the worst part.
When the copper is your dad, you're in a bit of trouble.
Or even worse, "Please don't tell my mum."
That's Tiffany, it.
Tiffany,
Thank you.
It's going to be 24 in Perth today. How about out in the wheat belt in Darren? What's it like?
I think it's going to be up near the 30s. Yeah, it's going to be a warm one.
Hey, you enjoy.
Yep, thanks.
Good on you, Tiffany.
Clarsey, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Yeah, do you know what Shakespeare called his new vegan-themed play?
No.
Hamless?
Well, there's another Clarsey, Matt and Kimber podcast. Done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5.
Find Clarsey, Matt and Kimber on your radio every weekday for brekkie. And every day this month, find the best prices on curtains, blinds and awnings at ABC Blinds. Call 13 13 15.